Next up, I have a remarkable man who we've spoken to on the programme before, but he's back with a message for the HSE. His name is Eric Murphy, a man from Waterville, giving exercise classes in Waterville Community Centre at the age of 86. In April, in fact. Eric, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
How are you feeling this morning?
Very good, thanks.
Very good. And there's a reason you're feeling good at 85.
Yeah, I do a lot of exercise, and it keeps the body in touch and keeps the muscles and the blood flowing.
Who do you give the exercise classes for, Eric?
They're all between 50 and 60, that way, like. About 70, maybe a couple of them. But we're at it 46 years now this year, we're at it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. And what sort of exercises do you do with them?
We start with the biceps, and we go to the glute, and we go to the abs, we go to the core, and we go to the shoulders, and then the neck, the most important one. The neck is the icy on the cake.
Yes.
We do 150 exercises for the neck.
Okay. Why is the neck so important?
It's because all the blood is flowing up and up through the from the brain down along, and if we had a bit of arthritis, maybe touching some vein or something like that, or some artery, you could block the flow of blood. So that's our aim, is to keep that free,
keep that going, and
yes.
Then that leads to, I suppose, improved mobility or continuing mobility. Is that the name of the game, to keep people moving, Eric?
Yes, and it's good for the balance.
Yes, yeah. Which is very important.
Very important, and you can't. At my age, you can't have a problem with the balance.
Yeah, yeah.
But when we're finished in with the neck, we go to the spine. You have the lumbar vertebrae below in the bottom of the spine, and then you have the thoracic, and you have the cervical, and you have muscle going down on both sides of that. And if you keep those strong, you'll have a good posture.
Yes.
Yeah. Posture exercise is very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely vital.
Yeah.
What do you say to people, Eric, who would say, look, my God, I'm gone too old for that sort of stuff, I couldn't even manage it, or I've been not as mobile as I maybe possibly could have been, and it's too late for me now?
Yeah, that's all a myth. Because I'll tell you, I have rheumatoid arthritis, which is the worst form of it. And I only for the exercises, I've been in a wheelchair. I'll be honest about it.
Really?
Yeah, and the exercise, I work hard all the year, like. And when COVID started then, I did it every day.
Yeah.
And I got into that rhythm then, and now I'm where I am.
You are where you are.
Yeah.
And have you seen the change in people who might come into you and say, look, I'm over 65 or I'm 70 and I'm going to give this a try. I can't move this, I can't move that. I'm finding it stiff here and stiff there. Do you see a big change in people, Eric?
Oh, I do, yeah. So the gang I have now, they're unbelievable. Like, what they can do with the sit-ups and all that stuff, like, it is unbelievable. Like, they're like machines.
Really?
Yeah. Ah, yeah. You have a great quality of life then with that, like.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't how long you're going to get old. That'll creep up on anybody. And when the legs will stay good with you, and if you retain the muscle that you have, you will have a good chance of surviving without a problem, like.
Yeah.
But if we neglect it, then your muscle deteriorates and all that kind of stuff, and you're in trouble then. Like.
And if you stop moving,
you're
in trouble.
You are. You must keep going.
Absolutely, yeah. Vital. Now, Eric, we're going to be putting up a video of you doing exercise and later on as well.
Yes.
So people can get an idea of what you want. Would you say to people at whatever level they're at, that they don't, you know, doing sit-ups and doing other things, people will be thinking, my God, I can't even approach it. But even if you're in a wheelchair, you can still exercise.
You can. I see people in a wheelchair and they can walk a little bit, but if they made more of an effort, they could walk further, like, and, you know, do little bits of exercise, like.
Move. Yeah.
Do circular exercise. I'm a great believer in circular exercises. Because you're rotating all the muscles together, like, whereas you're going straight on the machine, if we're up, you're pulling forward and backwards and forwards and that kind of way. You're only building up, hardening the muscles and giving the sinews a struggle, like, to survive.
Yeah.
Because The sinews are very important. That's how you have so many injuries with football.
Yes.
They have too many straight exercises, the muscles hardened up.
So what do you mean by circular exercises?
Like if the shoulders now, take for instance. You sit down, you can do them in your own chair at home, just move them around in a circle, go 25 one way and go 25 the other way. And the same with the neck. Go circular exercise with the neck as well. Around in a circle, and then up and down, and then right and left. That's the way it works. And the same with the floor exercises. I got the most of my exercises, I got them when I was swimming. That's where I said, if I can transfer these exercises to the floor, you'll have non-weight exercises then, like.
Yeah. And that's very important
very
as well.
Very important.
Yeah, it certainly is. A listener gets in touch. Eric says, congrats to Eric Murphy. He's been preaching the benefits of fitness and health for the past 50 years. Has helped many people in this area. Eric, you have a message for the HSE in relation to this.
To promote the exercises. Like, they're not doing enough to promote the exercises. They're talking about filling hospitals and everything. If they were all like me, like in the gang I have, we'd empty the hospitals.
You would?
Yeah.
Far less people there, far less people falling over, far less people needing hip replacements and other things.
Yes, of course.
They're
not doing enough. And it should be done in the schools. But the trouble with the schools today, they're all concrete and tarmac adam. In our time, it was all fields and muck.
Yes.
And we thrived in it.
Yeah.
And we were exercising every day. Now they're afraid they'll fall. There's a claim, there's insurance, there's this and there's that. But that's the way it has gone. But they'll have to go away. If they could put astral little bits of pitches into the schools, they'd be better off today.
That'd be the way to go.
Yeah.
So you can get out and tumble and roll and do all sorts of different things.
Sure, when we came home from school in the evening, all we did was kick the satchel, as we called it, under the stairs and out the door again.
And that was it.
And up playing football and running around. We were all the same going, like.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
It is amazing.
Well, the HSE say, look, they have advice on their website for older people. All older adults should be as active as they can be. At least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity every week, such as walking, dancing, or even pushing a lawnmower. Muscle strengthening exercises 2 or more days a week, digging, step aerobics, handheld weight exercises and yoga, and even daily chores such as cooking or housework to break up periods of sitting. All older adults are at an increased risk of falls. Try including any of the following in your daily routine to improve your stability. And they're talking balance exercises, strength exercises, all of that. So look, that's on their website, but you think they should be doing more to get out and promote and try and get people active?
They should, of course, because how long am I going to last, that is? You could be building up, there should be more coming behind me now doing it again.
Yes, and specific maybe state-funded exercise classes in each area, specifically for over 65s.
Yeah, of course, because it is money well spent.
Yeah.
You know, there's peer pressure in hospitals today, like. Yeah. It is all from inactivity. You have the young crowd today, they're on the all fours. The minute they come in from school, they eat their dinner and they're into the phone, they do their homework thing. If they cut out the homework and put concentrated exercise, they'd be better off if they give a half an hour at the kids before they go home or something like that.
Yeah.
Be better than any
homework.
Yeah.
Well, there's an argument that homework should be done away with for a number of different reasons. A listener wants to know, where do you do exercises, Eric? Is it the Waterville Community Centre?
Waterville Community Centre, yeah.
Okay.
It is, the Waterville Community Centre. We'll be finishing up now in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes.
For the summer. Because when the days get long, the evenings get brighter, they're inclined to do other things like.
Yes, that's for sure.
I'm available all the time if they want a bit of a hand.
Very good, very good. Well, Eric, Tony Donnelly gets in touch to say Eric played centre field for Waterville when they won their first South Kerry Championship in 1956, playing alongside Dennis McCarthy, Ken Mayer. Unfortunately, there are only 3 still living of the team that started: Mick O'Dwyer, Eric himself and Dennis McCarthy. So there you go, 1956, a long time ago, but you're still moving, Eric.
Still moving.
Good man.
Still moving, that's what it's about.
That's what it's all about.
There's a gang of them there in Kinmare, Pete Hanley and Paul Sullivan, they're cycling, man.
They are, That's right. You'd see them out there, that's for sure.
And they're doing great.
That's very important. A West Kerry caller gets in touch, 62 years old. He runs 5 miles daily on Inch Beach for the last 10 years. And he also does the rotational exercises twice a day that Eric's talking about.
Yes.
That's the way to go.
That's very good. Now, I'm not a believer like in doing a lot of running.
Yes.
A lot of walking.
Yes.
You can do exercises instead of all the pressure, high pressure of walking.
Yes.
You know, because you must get at the organs inside, like.
Yes, that's your view.
With the upper body, like.
Yeah.
So the cycling is walking is good, like for a mile or two in the day is enough.
But yes,
people do miles and miles.
Yeah. But and that can bring its own pressure on the joints and all that sort of stuff, depending on your own condition.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, Eric, it's brilliant stuff. We're going to put that video up on our social media of the exercise that you're doing, the classes for older people and the sort of exercise people should be doing at an older age group to try and keep them active. Well, listen, well done. And thanks so much for coming into us this morning.
No problem. Can I say hello to one fellow that's listening to in England?
You can?
In England, Brendan Sullivan and his wife, Maddie, they're listening to this morning.
Great stuff. Listen, brilliant stuff. Yeah. Eric, thanks a million for that. Well done, and thanks for talking to us. Eric Murphy there with his call saying, look, the government, the HSC, put more money into exercise classes for older people. You'll have to spend less money in your hospitals. And as our population ages, that is a key message, because we are in an ageing population. There'll be more pressure on hospitals. Older person services, as there already is, will only increase with the way our demographics are going over the number of years. And is that a great idea? Is that a good idea to pump money now into providing exercise classes, encouragement, facilities in local areas for older people to get more active, to do these classes, particularly during the winter months, less sitting around, more movement, and keep them healthier and fitter for longer?